us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
For as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you today on this Resurrection Sunday to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus the Christ. And I have a special treat today. We have Audley McLean, our sage, our wisdom, our mentor, here with us today to speak on the topic of Because He Got Up. And we will be basing it from Luke 24.
Because He Got Up, Ed, it's a joy to be back in the studio with you. And Elgin, I believe that this is the major point in the entire Jesus ministry. He came to be resurrected. Because if He didn't rise from the dead, we would be, Paul said, we'd be all wiped out. We'd be preaching vanity. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, he said, if Christ is not risen, then our preaching is vain. Everything. There are benefits beyond our ability to comprehend in that Jesus, He died to pay the penalty for our sins. He rose to give us the life that God has promised us. I think of the resurrection kind of like this. When the Lord Jesus died, He wrote the check. He wrote the amount, life everlasting. But when He rose from the dead, He signed it. And without the signature, it's not worth anything. But thank God, He rose.
That is excellent. So I wanted to just read a few verses from Luke 24. It reads, "Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. And they entered in and found not the body of Lord Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid, and bowed down their face to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here. He is risen." That is good news for us.
Amen.
Because it begins a new covenant. It begins the grace dispensation that we are under right now, that now that Jesus shed blood, paid for our sins, it's about our obedience. Because in the Word, Jesus said that He came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. When He got up with all power. He got up with death being defeated.
Amen.
From there, we have all of the fulfillment of the promises that preceded it.
You know, Elgin, I think what you just said, that the angel said, He's not here. And I think that so many people, unfortunately, who are religious and trusting, kind of going back to the grave to find life. The things that Jesus died to give us victory over, are having victory over us. Or we've got to be careful. We don't get caught in that same bag. It's a new beginning, a new life, a new everything. And because he's alive, we have his life. And he promised that Holy Spirit was coming to reproduce this new life in us. That's why Paul says, I want to know him and the power of his resurrection. But there's a price to pay. Salvation is free. Mm-hmm. But the discipleship process is not free. It's daily dying and daily apprehending all for which he went to Calvary.
It is why the Lord's Prayer says, give us this day our daily bread, because every day is a new day.
Amen.
And also, when you consider the story of that's being told by Luke, with the women going to the tomb to presumably add the spices to the body, as is in Jewish culture. So they didn't expect the resurrection, even though Jesus spoke of it.
Amen.
But they were being faithful in what their traditions were when they received a awakening, if you will, of the realization that God is not a man that he would lie, right? If he's given his son and his son will be raised, then he will be raised.
Amen. And you know, you said they came bringing the spices. That was wrong. But they didn't understand that the kind of offering that Jesus demands of his followers is Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. I beseech you, therefore, brothers, sisters are included, you present your bodies a living sacrifice. They were going with the wrong sacrifice, the wrong offering, and they were going to the wrong place. He is not there, he's risen. And our bodies are daily to be laid down as sacrifices. What does that mean? My body, well, we know it doesn't mean going and dying on the cross or offering our physical body. How do you break that down so a new believer or an unbeliever can begin to understand?
I look at it from the standpoint of our flesh. We are a spiritual being having a natural experience, and our natural outer covering and the world sense and the worldview are at many times diametrically opposed to the Word of God. And so when we die daily, we are telling our flesh, who wants to be satisfied now, who wants what it wants now, it doesn't care what the Word says or what anyone else says, but we have to be able to bring it under subjugation of God's Word. And that comes through many times through prayer and meditation and fasting, because it knows you as well as you know you. Uh-huh. And so if we're going to let Jesus be Lord of our lives, then we have to allow him to direct our path.
Amen. Amen. You know, the devil knows what we're about. He doesn't want it because he wants to take God's glory. That's, in fact, why he was cast out of heaven. He wanted to be God. And he wants you to believe, he wants me to believe, that he can make us into God. And there are some gods, antichrists. The Bible says there are many antichrists. Mm-hmm. And we sometimes get the impression that it's just the down and out, the murderer, the rapist. They're the only ones who are allowing Satan to have his way. But you know what? The religious crowd, because Satan approached Eve, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
And he wanted a religious thing. He says, you can be like God. God knows that. So he was making God a liar. And when we try to be God, to be in charge, to run our own lives, we are saying, God is dead. I'm alive. God's a liar. I am the truth speaker. And wow, there is a lot of religious mumbo-jumbo. Well, it's not mumbo-jumbo. It's serious stuff that's leading people away from where Christ wants us to be, daily dying, daily living in the power of the resurrection.
And even when we consider in the word where it says, if we have faith the size of a mustard seed, what he's demonstrating there is the magnitude of the power that we have access to when he got up. He's saying, if your faith is that small, you can move mountains. That means that there's nothing here on earth that he can't do. And so we have to be able to bring ourselves to the point where we trust him enough to move when we don't see.
Amen. Well, Colossians chapter 3 says, the power that raised Jesus from the dead. Let's stop it a moment and just think about that. The power that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. Yes. If the power of the Holy Spirit is there. Now, let that power have full effect, full impact on Elgin, on Audley, on all who listen. Because God says, you are not a pauper. You're not impotent. You are alive in the power of the resurrection. But it's hard to me, it's hard for you to grasp that God means what he says.
Yes.
And Paul understood it, I believe. He says he's seeking after it. It's a daily seeking and a daily dying and a daily living in the power of that resurrection. It means that I have to be prepared, like Jesus was, to leave some of the things that are natural and beautiful and they seem that they belong to us. Yes. He says, sacrifice, sacrifice that, sacrifice that, and I'll be power in you.
And having to have the resolve to stay the course.
Yes.
Understanding that Jesus was truly God and man. And he could have commanded a legion of angels to avoid going to the cross. But nevertheless, he realized that his Father's will had to be done, and he was the fulfillment, and still operated in pure excellence. Sometimes the Holy Spirit touches our and pricks our spirit for something in our heart, but we may perceive it as too big, too difficult. And so we're slow to move, and then wonder why life is more arduous than it is normally.
Amen. And, we are so prone to set Easter aside as a religious celebration. We as today's Christians,
yes,
today's disciples, tend to want to be ceremonial. And all that is fine. I have nothing against all the great music, but it's more than that. It's sacrifice of our lives, resurrection of his life in us.
Yes.
And so, as we contemplate this resurrection day, I believe that you have a closing word for the people.
Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When he got up, it was to give us that rest. If you study the Old Testament and you see all of the processes that were necessary for sacrifices and for atonement, for all of our sins, you grasp the full magnitude of what was done when Jesus said, it is finished. We have the ability to go to him and then through the Father with simply being obedient.
Amen. Hebrews 10 says, this man, when he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down. He's done it. And he wants us to imitate him day by day. God grant that this may be so for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.
I've wandered far away from God.
This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478.